how do your folks, how are they reacting now? Last time we talked, they were just kind of accepting the fact that, you know, that everything was busting out and that this was really going to happen. Now that it's happening.
Now that it's happening, now that I'm seeing my head floating in space in newspaper articles.
That's right, the floating head, the Josh Groban head floating. This picture, this face looks chubby, and you've got a thin little face.
Camera adds 10 pounds. It does look chubby.
How did they add 15 pounds to your cheeks?
I have no idea.
It's like a computer-generated Josh Groban head floating.
It's like this little cherub face just kind of floating in air saying, come to me. It's a little frightening. The one on the front cover is a little nicer, but
this is a cute one down here.
I can't believe what's happening picture. Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, it's been a dream come true. I felt blessed 2 years ago when I just knew I had an album coming out and I could sing these songs.
Can we just say thank you, David Foster?
Can we say thank you, David Foster? Absolutely. David has been incredible. He's been an enormous mentor. And he's...
Because he really is the one that said, this kid has got a gift from God that the world needs to hear.
He's the first person, you know, besides my parents, that just were adamant about getting me out there.
Can I tell you a really long story that's probably foolish, but I want to share it with you anyway?
Okay.
20 years ago, I met a guy mm-hmm. who is not much older than you are now, who is one of the most gifted pianists I've ever heard. Mm. He plays umpteen instruments.
Wow.
He has music playing in his head 24/7. The God has blessed him with the gift of music. Mm-hmm. And like you, he's very attractive. He's handsome. But instead of doing what you're doing mm-hmm. and developing his gift and his talent and saying, okay, well, I'm cute and I appreciate that and thank you very much, but that means nothing.
Yeah.
He uses his charm and his good looks to manipulate people to get attention instead of using his gift.
Okay.
And because of that, it's 20 years has passed.
Uh-huh.
He's done 4 albums, which he did himself. He's never got signed.
Okay.
He's never toured. You know, his concerts are 200 people at a breakfast bar or whatever. and I remember telling him, you know, 20 years ago, it's too bad you're so good looking. Because if you were less good looking and less charming, then maybe you would appreciate the gift that you've got, which is your music. But because you're so good looking and so charming, all you care about mm-hmm. is manipulating people with your charm, and your music is going unheard by, you know.
Interesting. Yeah.
The whole world.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Janie after you left saying, he is going to go so far with this gift because you recognize the gift God's given you and you don't use, you know, the nice things to manipulate people.
Thank you.
You could be such a jerk.
You could be.
I
don't think any of my fans would tolerate that one second.
No, but I'm saying you could be.
Yeah, I could be.
You could be because you're young, you're handsome, you've got, you know, a lot going for you, and you could be using those things for attention or to manipulate or whatever. And instead, you're so humble and you're so sweet and you're such a nice person.
Well, thanks. It's all those geeky years in high school that keep you grounded for the rest of your life. You know, I think I'm not. If someone had asked me if I would have the ability to manipulate people through my looks, I would never. No, I
So you still don't think of yourself as cute? All the magazine articles and the press pictures and the photos
You take all the fancy schmancy pictures and it's nice to take, you know, handsome pictures of yourself.
But Josh, when I tell people that Josh Groban was in the studio, they're like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Are you serious?
Hello, I've got a son his age. All right, knock it off.
Well, that's cool. That's a nice feeling, you know, but no, I'm very shy and I'm very about that whole thing. Meeting people like with January, I'm never the person to go up and say hello. You know, I'm so shy when I meet people and when I, you know,
don't change that. That's nice.
Well, I'll try. Okay. Well, it won't change. Don't worry. You know, not without serious,
drugs.
Medical help. Yeah, exactly. And I'm medication free. So that's going to be, with me forever. I've always only paid attention to the music, even when I was the geeky kid in high school. So, you know, whatever's changed in that regard hasn't changed at all my passion for the music and sharing it. So, thanks.